great.
I'll do it. Thank you for the call.
All right, who's ready to worship? All right, I like that. Let's all stand and give thanks to the Lord. I'll hand this off to Patrick.
I've never seen her play.
Yeah, this is a first for a while. She's played longer than I have.
Okay.
All right, let's all sing. Clap. Come on. Put those hands together.
Strength arises. We wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises. We wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever.
to worship on Wednesday. I hope you're excited. If you weren't before, I hope that song got you ready for worship. It did me. Does anybody have any prayer? You can have a seat. Have a seat. Have a sit down. Any prayer requests or praise reports? Mr. John?
Yeah, I had a friend of mine die on Sunday. 51-year-old man. And a little heart attack. And died. And the work my life away. Lord, thank
you. I love my Tish that was out in Baltimore. And that work we see. And she was awesome. And she worked every day.
Michael?
Mama, they told her the cancer had stopped, but she still got cancer. They told her to stop.
Seven times to hear the gospel before any changes are made. I had mentioned, I don't know how many people go to first service, but I had mentioned prayer for my brother and sister-in-law, and people had, I heard through the grapevine, people were curious, and I guess I kind of started to explain and then said it wasn't anybody's business and stopped, but it made it sound like they were getting a divorce or something like that. And they're not. My brother and sister-in-law this weekend, this past weekend, had a miscarriage. So they were super excited. And so that's what the prayer was for. So if you can continue, pray for that.
John, when Debbie and I first married, I got to meet her great-grandmother, who lived to be almost 100. And I thought, just before we married, I thought, I'm going to ask her some marital advice. I didn't know family history. Had I known, I wouldn't have asked her. But her and her husband got into a fight, and he drove off and had a heart attack and died. So I go up to her not knowing that, and I said, "You got any marital advice?" She goes, "Don't go to bed mad. Deal with it and then go to bed," or whatever. So, anyway.
Are there any others? If not, I'm going to ask, can we stand up and maybe, can I get weird on you and can we join hands and have a prayer? Let's get weird.
Thank you for that, Patrick. Let's continue to worship and just welcome the Lord into our presence tonight.
Holy.
Chapter 2. This will be up on the screen. Talking about Jesus, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
On the throne and unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb, be blessing and glory. You are my Lord. That's why I sing to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's sing it together.
You are my God, you are my King, you are my Master, my everything, you are my Lord, that's why I sing to you. How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. And words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing. Tell you about love. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, I'd still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat will thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that words are not enough to tell you about love. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those who have redeemed. We will use use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts.
Bear with me tonight. I told Patrick Sunday at Sunday school that I would speak. Michael Turco was supposed to, but he had conflicts with baseball. And I've been trying to get the Lord to put on my heart, what am I supposed to speak about? And I had several things going through my head. And I even told Patrick when I got here tonight, can you just show a video? And then Cameron and Heather, and I thought you were speaking. I said, okay, I'll speak. So kind of what I wanted to talk about tonight was change. How many in here like change? How many deal with change well? You like change, Nolan? You're one, I was going to say. I don't know many people who like change. I'm a routine kind of person, and you put a niche in that routine, and it just messes me all up. But Solomon in Ecclesiastes 3 talks about change and that there's a time for everything. And I want to read Ecclesiastes 3 through 12. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to rebuild, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak up, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? I have thought about this in connection with the various kinds of work God has given people to do. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I conclude that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to enjoy themselves as long as they can. Change. We're going to be going through a lot of changes in this church, as we just heard this last week. Brother Larry's retirement after so many years here is going to be, I really believe, a test of the members of this church. I think that this can either bring us together or it can tear us apart. I hope and I pray and I feel in my heart that it will bring us together. I know when Susan left, the youth, nobody was ever going to be Susan, okay? They did not deal with that change very well, most of them. And then we got Patrick. And that was a good change. It was a good blessing. All the youth just about that I've grown up teaching and being in class with and working in youth with, a lot of them are graduating this year. Nolan's leaving. Morgan's going to UT Martin. Nikki graduates. Matthew graduates. Michael Turco graduates. So we're losing, several senior this year. That's a hard thing for me. because I've been with them. My gosh, I've been with Michael and Lauren since Kids for Christ when they were younger. You know, so change is a hard, it's a hard thing. But as Solomon tells us in his great wisdom, there's a time for everything. It's time. It's time for Larry to retire, spend more time with his family, travel, get to see his grandbabies more. It's time. Even though it breaks my heart to see him go, because he's a big part of why I'm here. It's going to be a sad day for me when the seniors leave. It's like, you know, next year I'm going to be losing mine, my personal daughter, and Emily, and Lauren, you know. So, I mean, they're all starting to move on, and I'm getting teary-eyed just thinking about it. It's like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? But we have a whole new crew coming up. Patrick and Chelsea took the junior high youth to Atlanta last weekend. So I see a whole new, you know, group coming up. Change, I've talked about starting a college-age Sunday school class. Patrick staying with the senior high and me doing, I think that's something that's lacking that we don't have, that once people graduate, they don't have a class to come to on Sunday morning when they come back. You know, a lot of them, it's going to be one of those hit or miss classes that they're going to be away at college. I may have some Sunday, I may not have any, but when they're home, you'll have some there. So we've been talking about, you know, doing something like that. Change. John's friend dying at 51. You know, we're not guaranteed, as he said, we're not guaranteed that when we walk out of this church that we're ever going to walk back in again. The one constant in our life is God. He's the one thing that never changes. He's always faithful. He's always there. He sees everything. He knows everything. He is everything. And I just don't understand how people who don't know him survive. I don't know how they get through the tragedies of, you know, I said I had a friend that was burnt really bad in a bonfire. You know, how could she have dealt with that without knowing Christ? Her boyfriend, she's getting married in June. She didn't know if her wedding was going to have to be put on hold. The guy that she's marrying got laid off right before she got burnt. I mean, it was just a barrage of things that happened. And it all worked out for the good, because God was there. He was there with her, and he used a tragic situation and he made something good out of it. John, Jeff's cousin, who has the brain tumor, I sat with him at dinner one night and he looked at me and said, I wouldn't wish this on anybody, but I would not give up this tumor for anything because of the blessing that it's been to me. Now, that wasn't a human being talking. That was God. Change. Schools change. Sorry, you know, marriages fail. I've got a friend right now who's going through a really ugly divorce with two kids, you know. I mean, it's just like it went from being together to in 6 weeks they're apart and she's trying to figure things out. You know, so change happens every day. And it's how we deal with change that shows our heart and that shows Christ in us. So I think what I really wanted to say tonight was, let's not let Larry leaving tear us apart. Let's let it bring us together and allow God to show us what he has in store for Jenkins Church, because I believe that he has great things in store for us. Like I said, no matter how much we love Larry and how much it's going to hurt to see him go, God's going to use this situation to bring great things. And I just hope that we can let our hearts and our arms embrace whatever comes to us. The youth, you know, we've kind of dwindled in numbers for a while. It's like I said, we've got more senior highs now. When they get to senior high, they start kind of dwindling down a little bit. You know, embrace what we've got. and start bringing in more. You know, junior highs, y'all got to start being the ones now to bring the people in, okay? Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. That's something that Larry Guin always did. He didn't just talk the talk, he walked the walk. And he didn't just walk it for our congregation, he walked it for everybody in the community. And he led by example. It's the way, and I pray that that's what we can do, is lead by example. So I kind of winged it. What I said tonight was given to me, I guess, because I came in and looked at Patrick tonight and said, can you just show a video? But I just really want us to deal with this change, because I love this church. I've been here since my kids were infants, and I don't want to see my family break up because of a change. So know that change is inevitable in anybody's life and in anybody's family, be it a church family or your own family. Let God use this to glorify Him.
Thank you for that, Pam.
Hey, Nolan.
I appreciate you sharing. And I think, you know, what we really need to do now is just pray for God's will. And I think that whenever we pray for that, we also need to make sure that we've drawn near to Him so that we would be able to discern what He's trying to tell us. So, going to do one more song, Amazing Love. Actually, You Are My King.
I'm forgiven because You were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well, Your Spirit is within me, because You died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that You, my King, would die for me? Joy to honor You in all I do. I honor You. I'm forgiven because You were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your Spirit within me, because You died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. My joy to honor You.
Let's do Amazing Love.
Amazing love, how can it be that You, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor You. In all I do, I honor You. In all I do, I honor You. You.
Jesus, you are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Yeah. Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all.
I traded it for my sound watch. He bought it, and then I went and bought a sound watch.